Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. If you've spent much time traveling across the state of South Dakota, you most likely have stories of lovely drives as well as more challenging ones. Today on our Images of the Past segment, we bring you the rather unglamorous story of stagecoach travel. Here with us for that is Jessica Michak. She's an archivist for the Homestake Adams Research and Cultural Center, Deadwood History Incorporated. Jessica joins us from Deadwood. Jessica, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
So tell me about this diary and who wrote it and what does it contain?
Well, the diary was written by an Anna Gerard, who is from Otoe, Nebraska, and it really details the story of their travel. There's a whole part of it that kind of details their travel on the train from Omaha to Cheyenne, and then the part that we kind of focused on that kind of has a closer connection to Deadwood is the second part of it that that talks about their stagecoach travel from Cheyenne to Deadwood.
What do we know about Anna Gerard? Who was she?
Well, we don't know a ton about her kind of before her trip and her travels, but she traveled to Deadwood in 1878 and then wound up staying here, and both her and her husband made their home here and passed away here, and they're actually buried in one of the local cemeteries. And her husband, Joseph, was a barber in Deadwood with his brother, and that was the reason that they were traveling here.
And is it typical to have this extensive written account, first person, from someone who made this travel? Is it common or is it fairly rare?
I think it's pretty rare. It's a pretty unique story. A lot of times things like this, although they occurred pretty frequently in people writing letters home and just making documents of their travel, a lot of times that stuff isn't, preserved or preserved as well, I guess, as this one. And it's, kind of an entire story and it's in its whole little piece, and that's kind of rare. So
I want to talk about the context of what she wrote about the journey, but I'm really kind of geeking out about the journal itself. So can you tell me how big it is and like how many pages? What's her handwriting like in it?
Well, it's kind of small. It's smaller than an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, so It's kind of like folded together. And then it had been kind of bound together with some very thin, very, very thin thread, I guess.
Sure.
And then the handwriting is, it's older, it's in cursive, so it's very interesting, but it's not too hard to read that you can't really make it out. It's still readable. I know we see some letters and things like that from the past that it's really hard to make out the names and the letters and the things, but hers is pretty pretty easy to read. There's actually some samples on it on the Images of the Past site, so anyone can go and check it out and kind of see if they can read it or not.
What kind of writer was she? Is she descriptive? Is she funny? How detailed does she get in her writings?
I think she's pretty descriptive. It's kind of interesting to see the story kind of take place from her point of view, because she talks a lot about and references a lot about things of comfort that she wasn't really getting. There's one point where she talks about all she wants is coffee, and then she gets it, and it's so thin that she can't drink it. So she's a little dramatic about kind of stuff like that. But I guess at the time period, that's kind of how it was. You had a certain thing you expected and didn't receive it. So
I think some of our listeners are like, no, you cannot be too dramatic about your coffee.
That's probably pretty true.
So what is her journey like? Give me some details of the journey itself.
Well, I think for her, although she enjoyed the beauty of the journey at certain points, overall it seemed to be kind of a miserable experience for her. She didn't really seem to have a ton of fun. For a lot of it, she was sick. She keeps talking and referencing, being ill and just so ill. And at one point, she talks about being so ill, she just wants to, jump off, and she didn't know how she would make it through the night. And
is she sick for some reason, or just like she's motion sickness?
I think what it is motion sickness, yeah.
Okay.
So she's, doesn't reference being ill at any other point, so I think it really was motion sickness. And then she talks about they offer her wine and brandy and all these things to kind of help alleviate her sickness, and she kind of goes on to say I'm quite convinced that wine and other liquors are necessary to use while crossing the plains. So it's kind of interesting.
Don't make the trip without a bottle.
Yeah.
For her, anyway. Any risks to the travel? Was she concerned about bandits or injury? Or what were her thoughts on the safety, her own personal safety?
Yeah, well, there was a point where they had a threat of road agents, so they took on extra riders for protection, and those riders were armed. Mm. So there were a couple that were actually riding on the stage, and then there were two in the front that were on horses. And they just kind of kept like a really vigilant look for road agents or anyone who would kind of rob the stage. It's kind of funny. She talks about not really being scared of it.
You have that in front of you, the Images of the Past segment, or should I read the little excerpt from her diary, or do you have it right in front of you?
About the road agents?
Yes, that little segment about the road agents.
If you have it, I can...
Sure, I'll just go ahead. She says, these road agents will demand and take money, jewels, or anything they want, but have never been known to shoot when there were ladies in the stage. For this reason, the driver always feels safer when he has lady passengers. So she felt a little bit... okay with it. She was protecting them.
Yeah. I think she felt pretty secure in her presence there. So.
Sure. And now when she arrived, she also has some comments on the scenery. So talk a little bit about what she thought on her arrival in the Black Hills.
I think that's where she started to really enjoy the trip maybe a little bit more because, you know, the scenery is so beautiful around here. And she says, at one point she says, I was not prepared for the beautiful sight that greeted us on every side when after riding a few miles we entered Spearfish Valley. Such a creek. It did one good to see the clear, sparkling water flowing rapidly over a bed of solid stone. And it's just kind of, you know, if you've been to Spearfish, you know, the canyon and the valley, like, you can picture what she's saying. Like, she's very descriptive and being very vivid about the beautiful sights, and at one point they stopped to pick flowers, and she took bouquets of flowers when she met Joseph's brother's family. And
it's a lovely little description there when she starts talking about it. You can see she kind of comes alive as a writer a little bit when she feels a little better.
Yeah.
So how about friendships along the way? Who were her traveling companions?
She had some friends that she met pretty early on in the trip, so they were only really from the first couple spots there, and it was from Cheyenne to Fort Laramie, but she talks about a Captain Munson and his wife, and they were just very kind to her. You know, they shared, I think he had a bottle of wine that he shared with her, and his wife had hairpins that she let Anna keep because Anna had lost all hers in her illness and the, you know, terrible journey. So
right. We'll fill in the blanks on how you lose your hairpins when you're feeling motion sickness, right?
Well, I think what it is, you know, you bounce around so much. It's so rough that...
Yes. And at the very end, she says, what does she say about how she'll travel in the future? Do you want to read that?
So she's... kind of closes up here with, at present, I don't think I could be induced to take another, talking about the stagecoach there, for although there is nothing I love more than natural scenery, yet I never had any desire for wild adventures or cared for roving about, but it seems to be my fate, and I might as well accept it. When we go back, we are going in a wagon and camp along the road, but I won't go in a stage.
I like that. This is a really lovely entry, this particular Images of the Past segment I really liked because of the journal. So anything that you want to say about the whole Images of the Past process real quickly? We got about 20 seconds left.
I know last time we had talked about a little bit, we had referenced about how you kind of fill in the blanks from photos and archival items, and this is kind of a great example of, you know, it's a really complete, put-together, well story that you can kind of get a real sense of what it was like to travel on the stagecoach in those days.
Jessica, we thank you so much for all your work on Images of the Past this go-around. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.